Welcome to the G-Rated Podcast. This is Mary Emerson. Thanks to Lori McLeod and Pam Washam for their permission to use the background music, which includes nature sounds, by the way, and which they composed, performed, and recorded. This is called Ice Melting. Everybody, it's March the 9th, Thursday, 2006, and I thought that I would do a podcast. This is number 30, another podcast on the subject of holistic health. I want to cover a few things here. I'm not sure if I'm going to get them all done, but we will try. One thing that I want to mention is the ongoing adventure of discovering new things about how the body changes and becomes accustomed to various diets and various supplements and things like that. It seems to be an ongoing adventure with me. Another thing is I want to mention Kyolic, which I have recently started using and am very impressed with. That's spelled K-Y-O-L-I-C. It's aged garlic. And I am extremely impressed with it. I wasn't too sure if I was going to like it, but I love the stuff. And another thing is the subject of the Emotional Freedom Technique, or as its short name is, EFT. I'm going to briefly describe the mechanics of how to do the technique, and I am not going to get into too much discussion of the whys and the wherefores, except that it is a method, I am sure there are many, of controlling the flow of energy in the body and balancing things out. But this has worked for me wonderfully. For some people, it doesn't seem to work, but for some people, there are some great results. It helped me get through my last couple of years of work, and it gave me just enough energy and oomph to get through all the stress that I was dealing with. First of all, I wanted to mention the ongoing adventure of learning what your body becomes accustomed to and what it does not like. As you progress in the little adventure of eating and taking healthier supplements and trying to do things right, you will discover that there are certain things that your body rejects, and there are certain things that your body accepts and uses very efficiently. I have found that the vitamin supplements that I have been experimenting with over the years, including powders that you dissolve in water and various tablets of different types, just don't seem to work well for me. Most recently, I tried Nature's Code from QVC, and I also tried New Chapter. These are fine products for people for whom they work, but for me, they just didn't work at all. I had adverse side effects from them, and I started out very slowly with these. I started out with less than what was recommended. Maybe it has something to do with the amount of other things that I am already taking, but I think in my case it has more to do with the fact that I am used to taking whole food supplements. It's just not a good idea for me to take these various vitamin pills, so I just kind of chalked it up as something that I'm not going to be able to deal with. So that was that, but it was certainly a lesson that was most interesting to me. So what one manufacturer or another manufacturer says is good for you may not be good for you. I know I've said similar things before, but I said that in the context of taking too much. Well, this is just a little more general. It's in the context of taking products that just may clash with what your body uses, requires, and can adapt to, and can metabolize. So be careful, folks. Just because somebody says something is good for you, it may not be. The second item, which is kyolic. For a long time, I thought that allicin was the component of garlic that allowed it to work correctly in the body. However, apparently, from what I have been reading on the web, including the kyolic website, kyolic.com, allicin is a rather unstable sulfur compound that gets into the body and doesn't do what everybody thought it did. Back in the 1930s and on into the 1950s after World War II, there was some work done in Japan on garlic and how it could be used to enhance people's health. And I believe it was in 1972 when the company was founded originally. The garlic that is used in the production of the kyolic product is grown. A lot of it's grown in California. And as you know, California does grow a lot of garlic. It is quite evident every August when we have the Gilroy Garlic Festival. I've not been there. I have known people who have had booths there. And surprisingly enough, you can't really smell the garlic from Gilroy in August. You can smell it more in July when the odor of garlic and onions is really quite prevalent, even with all of the traffic and the pollution that we have here. The odor just comes floating up from Gilroy and all of the towns south of here where it's grown. But kyolic is aged garlic. The benefit of aging is that if you age it for a bit over a year and a half, I believe they age it for a maximum of 20 months, the allicin sulfur components in the garlic stabilize and they become very mild. And this allows the garlic to be used in the body much more powerfully. The advantage of this, of course, is that you metabolize it better and all of the health-giving benefits are most noticeable. I took my first dose of it, which was two little tiny tablets, yesterday, and then I took another dose today, and it just really seemed to give me this burst of energy, which was amazing. I was not expecting this. It has numerous health effects, which I won't go into. All I know is that I have experienced some wonderful energy from it, and I just really love the stuff. And true, I've only used it for a couple of days, but I think it's great. So that is the story of what I know about kyolic, which is not very much. It is almost odorless also because the allicin in it has mellowed out to such a degree that you just don't really smell it. You taste it. If you get the tablets, you will taste them. Also, one thing that I noticed is that it doesn't upset your stomach at all. They put whey in it. For those who are total vegetarians, you can get it with veggie capsules, and they use a substitute for whey. I don't know what it is. But they do have a new product now for vegetarians. They have other products also with things added. One has L-carnitine, which is good for the heart. Another product has antioxidants, another product, I believe, has vitamin C in it. I take the original formula, and it just works wonderfully. So I'm really pleased with it. I got mine from webvitamins.com. I believe I don't think I paid very much for it either. So it's good stuff. If you want something that is going to give you all the benefits of garlic without the upset tummy and the odor or anything like that, then try Kyolic. You might like it. The other thing, the final thing I was going to mention on this podcast is the subject of EFT or emotional freedom technique. I spent the past week or so converting all of the MPG video files that I got when I ordered the various courses about EFT. I converted all those files to MP3 files. It turned out that there is a certain amount of trimming of these files I'm going to need to do at some point because the files have empty spaces at the beginning and end of most of them, and I'm going to have to go and fix that. It's not a major deal, but it is a little bit annoying if you want to hear these things on an MP3 player and you've got to remember to fast forward 15 seconds until you get into the message. I don't know why it did that, but that's what it did. Even the files that I converted from WAV to MP3, because there are a number of audio files that they didn't quite work correctly when they converted to MP3, they left some empty blank space at the end. Anyway, that's a project for the future. But it's not a major priority. Anyway, the conversion of these files got me to explore again, refresh my memory of the process of EFT. The premise of EFT is that the body is electric and it has an energy flow which can be controlled by various methods of touching or putting needles into or magnets onto, in some way enhancing or stimulating the meridians or the points of the body, which are kind of like junctures that control the energy flow. When the energy flow becomes disrupted due to emotional upset, physical problems, actually, that physical problems can be a result of mental or emotional difficulties, then you become sick, you become exhausted, you become stressed, somehow you become out of sync. And the purpose of EFT is to deal primarily with emotional issues, although you can try it on just about anything. It's not going to hurt. People have said that it works for pain. People have said that it works for illnesses. It doesn't cure anything. It just enhances whatever the body's going to do to get back into balance or homeostasis. And the process of EFT involves tapping on various points of your body. The way that I do it is different than the way that other people do it, and the prescribed way that you do it in the course involves some things that are not even taught anymore because the course was put together back, I suppose, in 1993, 94. There is something called the Nine Gamut, which he doesn't teach anymore. I spoke to Gary Craig, who is the founder of the EFT process, a few years ago when I first started getting involved with learning EFT, and he said that he just does not teach the Nine Gamut procedure anymore. I don't know if he even teaches what is called the collarbone breathing technique. I'm not sure if I got that name exactly correct, but I don't think he even teaches that anymore. He just has it boiled down to the simple tapping procedures, which seem to be what people like and what seems to work best for them. And the full procedure involves, first of all, repeating three times an affirmation of the problem that you're dealing with. Let's say we have insomnia. And this worked with a friend of mine who tried it and said that she went right to sleep after she did EFT on this. And she's a beginner. She probably only used this technique once or twice, and I don't know if she ever used it again. But I've tried it, conversely, with insomnia, and it didn't work. Probably because I probably had other things going through my head that needed to be calmed down first. But let's say that you have insomnia and you're really tired. Well, to go through the technique, first of all, you repeat a few times, "Even though I have this insomnia, I deeply and completely accept myself." Now, you don't have to say deeply and completely. You can say, "I profoundly," or "I completely accept myself," just so long as you get the word out. The whole point is that it's okay for you to be tired like this. This is the way you are right now, and this is just how it is. So, let's say, "Even though I have this insomnia, I deeply and completely accept myself. Even though I have this insomnia, I deeply and completely accept myself. Even though I have this insomnia, I deeply and completely accept myself." Now the tapping starts. The way that I do it is, first of all, you take your four fingers of your dominant hand and you tap across the top of your head. I do it from front to back. You could do it from left to right, but you kind of do it in the middle. And you tap usually about half a dozen times, just real quick, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, tap, tap, tap. And while you're tapping, you say, "This insomnia," kind of as a reminder phrase. And then the next tapping point is your right or left eyebrow. That's kind of along the bone above your eye. And you take your three fingers, and it can be the right or the left side that you do it, and you just tap about half a dozen times. The next point is to the right of your eye, or for your left eye, to the left of your eye. There's a bone just to the right or left, depending on which eye you're doing. For your right eye, it's to the right. For your left eye, it's to the left. And you tap on that little corner with one finger about half a dozen times, and you repeat, "This insomnia." The next point is right below your eye, whether your left eye or your right eye. There's a little bone that goes along there, and you tap with two fingers or three fingers half a dozen times. The fourth point is just below your nose. There's a little crease between your nose and your upper lip, and you tap with one finger or maybe two fingers. And you repeat, "This insomnia." The next place is between your lower lip and your chin. There's a little crease there, and you tap half a dozen times, and you repeat, "This insomnia." The next place is right below your collarbone. There's a little U place in the middle of your collarbone, and you go about an inch below it. It's between your breasts and your collarbone, but it's in the middle between the breasts and the collarbone. Or you can just take your whole fist and thump the middle of your chest and do that half a dozen times. The next place is under the arm, not the armpit, but it's where a woman's bra strap would go, or at the same even level as the breast nipple, but it's under the arm. And you tap there half a dozen times. Then there's another point called the karate chop point, And that is located on the side of your hand, not where your thumb is, but on the other side. There's a fleshy point that is located between the top of your wrist and the base of your little finger, but it's not on the top of your hand, it's on the side of your hand. There's a fleshy point there, and that is where you would tap. Now, these places are quite different for some people, and the reason they're different is because some people do them in different sequence, some people do them in reverse order, some people have different points, meridian points that work better for them. For example, instead of the karate chop, there's a place on your chest called the sore spot, and that is to the right of that middle of the chest place that I mentioned before. But that's a little bit difficult for some people to find and to use. I use the sore spot because I know where it is. It works a bit better than the karate chop place, but the karate chop point does work well. So let's go through the procedure quickly so that you can get a feel for the rhythm of it. First of all, you repeat your three statements, or you don't really have to do that. You can keep it in mind. I have this insomnia, and even though I've got it, I completely accept myself. And then I'm going to go through these rather quickly and tell you where to tap. And while you're tapping, you say the reminder phrase, which in this case is going to be insomnia. Top of the head, dysinsomnia. Top of the eye, dysinsomnia. Corner of the eye, dysinsomnia. Below the eye, dysinsomnia. Below the nose, dysinsomnia. Below the lip, dysinsomnia. Top of the chest, dysinsomnia. Under the arm, dysinsomnia. Karate point, dysinsomnia. And that's all there is to it. That's the mechanics of EFT. And it might just work for you. It's a really dumb looking technique. When he was teaching the nine gamut procedure, it was even dumber because he wanted to try to get the right and left brain involved. And so, to activate one part of the brain, he would have the person sing a song like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, or Happy Birthday, or something like that. And then, to get the other half of the brain involved, he would have the person count to five. And then, for those who could do it, who are sighted, he would have them rolling their eyes around in their head. And it just looked really stupid. So he opted not to do that. And after a few years, he discovered it really didn't do that much good anyway. That is the procedure for EFT, a very basic way of doing it. There is somewhat of an art to EFT. There are various aspects that come up. For example, somebody, let's say they're afraid of heights. Well, you do EFT for being afraid of heights, and all of a sudden you remember something that happened to you when you were a child, and you don't even really have to tell anybody what the problem is. If they're helping you with EFT, you can just say, oh no, I'm afraid of this because this happened to me. But they don't have to know exactly what it is. You can just remember that thing that happened to you when you were a child, and you can tap on that. Maybe that will bring up something else. There are layers, or what they call aspects, of different fears or different feelings that might be uncovered as you go through this procedure. On the other hand, some people have immediate results with it. When I was working, every morning I would tap for getting through the day, and there were things that came to mind. For example, things I needed to confirm with somebody, or talk to somebody about, or fill out some type of form, or maybe there was something I had to word more properly or correctly to make it clear to somebody what the procedure was for something or how to solve a problem that they were having. And it just helped me to get through each day. And that was why I used EFT in the mornings before I left. It just helped to get rid of some of the stress. Not all of it, mind you, but it's a tool. It's not a cure-all. It's a tool that can just help you. So, and it's extremely powerful. It's not a little cutesy kind of procedure that you use maybe 3 or 4 times and you say, oh, isn't this a cute little thing to do? It's a novelty. Well, no, it's not. It's a very powerful thing that if you investigate the EFT procedures more thoroughly, you will find that this has been used for some very, very troubled people, including veterans who had post-traumatic stress disorder. It's just been very effective for many of them. If you want to know more about EFT, there is a website that you can investigate. They have the EFT course and some of the other information on DVD now. When I bought it, you had a choice of DVD or CD, and the CDs had MPG files that you could view with your computer, or in my case, I converted them to MP3 files. The course and the other items average about $60 each, so it can add up to around, oh goodness, about $300 for the items that they currently have. They also have a free introductory EFT DVD that you can get. I don't know if it's one DVD or if they've got it on a couple of them, but it is free and you can find out more about it that way. But I think what they will have that I didn't tell you is some of the case histories and people who have actually been helped. It really is quite remarkable. So if you have any interest in that, at least the EFT for newcomers is free. So that means that anybody can actually learn about this without having to really get involved in learning it, although there isn't really that much to learn. What you learn more about is how people have such wonderful results from all of these procedures. I forgot to mention the website for EFT. It is www.emofree, E-M as in Mary, O-F as in father, R-E-E.com. And there is a vast amount of information out there. So go for it if you're interested. Okay, I think that about wraps it up for this podcast. I'm going to edit this with Studio Recorder and put this up on my site. And I'm not sure how concise I was in my descriptions of a lot of this stuff. I'll find out when I edit. I may end up adding one or two things that I perhaps didn't think of or didn't say clearly enough. Anyway, hope you've found some of this interesting, and I'm gonna go off and get this up there, and take care, and have a good day. This has been another edition of the G-Rated Podcast. If you wish to contact me, you can email Mary Emerson, MaryEmerson at sbcglobal, sbcglobal.net. Thanks for listening.